Amen. So greetings. I am Pastor Raphael LeBron, the youth director and youth pastor out of the Mission Church, for those that don't know. And Pastor Greg must be watching us right now, so put on the best I could. Hope I'm looking to part. Amen. My responsibility, my whole purpose in life is to make sure that young people encounter Christ. That's it. That's it. For this season right now, my whole purpose is that. And that's a great purpose to have. And every Friday, everybody say every Friday, we are here from 7 to 10. If you have, if you own, if you are around someone that's 12, okay, to 18, like from middle school to high school, okay, they should be here on a Friday night, okay? What is that going to do for you? You're going to be able to go on your date nights with your husband, okay? You're going to be able to go and know that there are here leaders that love them, leaders that are going to push them, harass them for Christ, amen? Ain't that a great thing? So you need to bring them out here. Anybody say, I will bring them. Amen. Now that 2018 is in the books, everybody say in the books. Whew. How many catching your breath? Wow, 2018. Looking forward to what? What are we looking forward to? New Year's, everybody got everything all set up? My question to you today is this. Did you get what you wanted or did you get what you needed? Think about it. Which one did you get? Myself and my wife can tell you, I am like a 1,000-pound bull in a china glass store. And I am always breaking stuff. So for Christmas, I usually get stuff replaced that I need. She can tell you that. As a matter of fact, she even told me this. She said, Ralph, you need to speak to Pastor Freddie and you need to go to Soul Care because I believe that's a spirit that you keep breaking stuff. I knew she'd get a kick out of that. So what did you get? What you wanted or what you needed? Now this last Sunday, everybody say the last Sunday, I get the awesome privilege to speak. I get the awesome privilege to just share something. And I've had a burden for the men. Everybody say the men. I don't know what it is. It's the men. I've had a burden in my heart lately for the men of our church, the men that show up. I mean, some of you guys are not even members. You just show up. You got dragged here. You know that if you don't come, you're not going to hear the end of it. And you're here. And that's okay because that's how we all start. Everybody say amen. But I have a special burden for that because how many were here for the Christmas presentation? Okay, wasn't that amazing? We had animals in this place. And never before. Pastor Greg has taken a complete turn. Complete. Complete turn. He allowed animals in this place. There was this one lady that said, she came in and she said that when the animals came in, it was like, no, don't take that down because I need that. Somebody gonna have to push back there. You're not on cue. Jesus. She said that when those animals came in, it just put everything together. You know, like you know, we always look at, you know, Jesus came in the manger and all this stuff, and we read about it, and it's a beautiful story, but it was not a beautiful story, and it wasn't a clean story, and it wasn't a story that didn't smell good. And we actually got a feel. We got all our senses were in it. And she said she just started crying. But there was one thing when that was going on that I did not agree with. Everybody say, what was that? Okay, I looked at the choir. Can I see that picture? I didn't tell you to put that or put my name up there. That's not, I really don't want people to know who I am. The matter of fact is this. If anything goes wrong today, you could send the emails to Pastor Greg with two G's at missionchurch.com. Okay. I looked at that picture and I seen that there was something wrong. Can anybody tell what was wrong with this picture? This, how many men are there? There's 1 3/4. Because he's not fully grown yet. That's the only one saying that. But the thing is this. And one thing that I told him once he got off, once they got off, I told both of those guys, you guys sounded like there were 10 men up there. And then that's when God dropped it into my spirit. He said, when I look down on Sundays, they're here. The men are here. But I don't even know what their voice sounds like. I mean, I know what their voice sounds at home. I know what their voice sounds at work. I know what their voice sounds with their friends. But in my house, I don't know what their voice sounds like. And I said, okay, Lord, so what would you have me do? What do you need me to do? And he said, you know what? I want you to explain to them that they need to get their voices, that they need to know that there is power when they open up their mouths. I want you to let them know my heart on this particular issue. Because when I look down and I see all these men are here, but when the praise goes up, that is exactly what I see. And there's something wrong with that picture. There is something wrong. And see, the thing is this. Us men, we have lost our voice. And it wasn't taken away. We have lost it. We have lost it in our homes. We have lost it with our wives. We have lost it with our children. We have lost it at work. We have lost our voice. But today, if I say today, our Father has a gift that he wants to give you today. Today, okay, if we go by his plan, he wants to give us back our voices. How many want that? How many ladies want that for their husbands? Amen. Well, you know, I'm not really all about that thing, you know, that good stuff. You know, I'm not emotional. Yeah, I've seen you watch football games and basketball games. I've seen you. So you are emotional. Okay? So at this time, before we start, okay, if you are close to your husband, or somebody that's related to you, I want you to put your hand on their shoulder right now. And if you're alone today, male, I want you to put your hand in your heart. Because you know what? We're going to push today. I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Everybody say uncomfortable. That's my job. My job is to make you uncomfortable. My job is for you to leave out of here and go, But then you go like, you know what? It makes sense. Maybe I should try that. So right now, I want you to touch that man, that male in front of you. And if you're alone, you put your hand in your own heart. She's coming. She's coming. She's coming. In Jesus' name, she's coming. So, Lord God, we want our men to be everything you have. Give them everything you have for them. We want you, Lord God, to let them know, Lord God, that when they praise you, the question is not, do they have a voice? The question is, do they have a song? And today, my prayer, as we go through this, as I harass them and push them for you, Lord, that they'll understand that there's power in their voice. There's power when they speak. And I know they don't feel they do. They feel that they've lost it. They feel that something happened along the way, and that's why they don't open up their mouth, and they feel that there's so many things in their mind that's keeping them from doing that. But today, we're telling them. We're telling them that that's what you promised, Lord God. So, Lord God, if we obey your word and we follow it, you will do what you always do, and it's fulfill it in Jesus' name. Everybody said? Amen. All right, so let's just clap real quick. Because I want to get into this, and I got to have my musicians in place because we're going for it. We are going for it today. Very uncomfortable. Listen, can we agree that walking God's way is a battle? Can we agree that when we signed up, we thought it was going to be a little easier? We thought it was. You know, as soon as I gave my heart to the Lord, I thought it was going to be the garden, right? That's what we thought. But the thing is, it's not that. Can we agree that we're missing something to fight this battle? The wise say, yeah, I know what he's missing. I can give you a list. I can give you a list what that joke is missing. Right, Fred? Yes, you're missing. Okay? The question is, have I lost the most important weapon, the most powerful weapon, and have not even realized it, which is my voice? Have I lost my voice? There's music and there's worship. There's music and there's worship, okay? If you haven't made a connection with Christ, when you come here on Sundays, they're playing music. And when they put the words up, oh, you can take that picture off. When they put words up, they're singing karaoke. That's what it is when you haven't made a connection. But when you've made that connection, it goes from music to worship. And you say, you know, really? Listen, music is powerful. Music is so powerful. It's so powerful that there are some things that we cannot memorize. And when we put it along with a song, we can get it. How many can think of those songs? I'm going to play a couple of songs there. And when I was getting this set up, I didn't want to even let, you know, we usually practice it out loud. I didn't want to practice out loud because I didn't want to let the cat out the bag. So I said, don't let it out. But I wanted you to know, I wanted you to see that music is powerful. And the music that you're about to hear, okay, when you hear that music, some of you either know who sang it. It's going to bring you to where you were. You're going to know the lyrics. Some of you are going to say, I hated that song. But at the end of the day, that song stays. It stays. Like this first one. Are we ready?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Okay, look at that.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
Okay, okay, how many know that song? How many know this song that's coming up now? Hold the music. I love when I'm watching a basketball game and the guy fouls out. Another one bites the dust. Woo! I love it. Okay? And how could he? Does he know this is an Assemblies of God church? I made sure that Pastor Greg wasn't in the house. Matter of fact, this morning when I rolled up and I saw his car, I went, oh. And then it was just Dylan. I went, phew. Thank you, Jesus. How about this one? Oh, yeah. Woo. Okay, hold up. Anybody ever hear that before? Carlos Santana? Powerful. Music is powerful. How about, there's somebody in here right now that I specifically picked this song because this person is in this place today. Can I hear that one?
When I see your face.
Okay, hold it. So do we agree that music is powerful? So if it's powerful, if there's power in music, why is it that when we come to his house, we really don't think it is? When it comes, when we're in his house, we feel that if we are singing, that's below us. I'm talking to the men, not the women, because the women are, oh, they'll have a concert. They'll have a concert. They won't even have an instruments here. They'll have a concert. But the men, well, I will sing, but that drummer's off. Well, I will sing, but I don't know what that keyboard is doing. Really? Hello? So, okay, Ralph, so is there a story that combines in the Bible? Because you've been telling me all these great stories and we've been laughing, it's all good and everything, but in the Bible, where is there something? Give me something that tells me how to do this with music. How many of you want to know how to do this with music God's way? How many? See, only the girls are saying yes. Only the females are saying yes. The guys are going like, well, I don't know. You're going to make us do something. I'm not sure about this. Listen. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles 20. Okay? All right? And we're going to start moving, so don't get too comfortable. And ladies, when I tell you to, you're going to push them out. Everybody say, push them out. Push them out. They're not going to stay seated. Okay. How do you do this? What I mean, how does music together with God, how does this work? There's a story, an interesting story. Okay. And there's a king, Jehoshaphat. These names just have to throw me off. I thought Spanish names were bad, but these guys are... Okay, he's the king of Judah, and he's putting things in order. Now, there's one thing when you put things in order for you, but when you start putting things in order for God, then there's resistance. See, when you're putting it together for you, no problem. But when you start staying in your house, we're going to start doing it this way. Now there's resistance. So, this is the story, okay? He's putting things in order, and then news comes that there's three kingdoms coming against him. Three kingdoms. And not only do they tell him that there's three kingdoms coming against him, they tell him how close they are. You believe that? Whenever there's bad news, they don't only tell you they're coming, they tell you how close they are. Whenever we go away with the youth, the parents are so concerned that Johnny can't call us to let us know that he got there safe. And I told him always, listen, no news is, because if something happened, you're going to know. Right away, okay, they come up to the king, and they tell him that there's three armies coming against him, and that they're this close. They're like by Lou's Diner. How close they are. There's three of them and they're that close. And I want you to see how this king responds and what he does, because this is the plan that we need to do. If we stick to this plan, it'll work, because that's God's word. It's in the Old Testament. It's there. It says that when he heard that, he got alarmed. I would get alarmed too. Three guys against me, I'm going to get alarmed. But he says that he resolved to inquire of the Lord. See, we always, that's the last thing we always do. We do everything we can, and then, right? We pray. No, that was the first thing he did. And then not only that, then he proclaimed a fast for everyone. A fast for everyone. I noticed that when Sandy said it was going to be 21 days of hunger, some of you guys said it's going to be 21 days of hangry. 21 days of hangry for me. But it doesn't matter, because God loves a cheerful giver, and whatever you come, he's going to accept it anyway. So you don't have to be happy. You just got to be hungry. So the thing is, he proclaims a fast, and the thing about it is, when he proclaims a fast, everybody joins in. Everyone joins in. Right now, Pastor Greg, the lead pastor of this house, okay, he has proclaimed that we will be doing a fast. Well, I don't know about that. Listen, there is something you can fast, And don't say, well, I'm going to fast social media. No, that doesn't count. Okay? You need to fast something that's going to hurt. Okay? My coffee in the morning is going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Whatever you're going to fast, it's going to be more than that, of course. But what I'm saying is, it's got to hurt. You got to feel something. Because when you're feeling that, that's when you connect and you go, it's not just about feeding myself. It's about connecting. Everybody say connect. And the thing about it, when he claims the fast, everybody says, you know what? We're on with this. We don't know what's about, 21 days of fast. I've only been coming to the mission church like for 3 days and already won 21 days. But you know, is that what they said? Then I'm going to do it. Let me tell you one thing. There are these two mothers last year. I'm not going to tell you their names. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about them. They were really bold, and they wrote their kid's name. And I'm not telling you to write it big because Pastor Greg always says, write it small so we can all write in there. Okay? So don't take up the whole space. My kid is so lost, I got to put his name this way. Okay? But listen, these two mothers, they got up there, and they wrote their names huge on the back. And you know what? I'm sure that this year, they're going to come up here and they're going to tell you what God did with those two young ladies. Amen? Everybody say amen. That's an amen moment right there. Jeez. He called for a fast, and then what he did was he stood in front of the place of worship. And then he started telling God, he started reminding God who he is. See, usually when we come to come to church, you know, God, that Harry, he's still drinking. And he's still doing, that's what we come. That's not the way you start off. The way he starts off. I love the way he starts off. He says, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? He's telling to say, to tell God, yeah. He says, you rule over the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand. And no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? He starts telling him all these little details, telling God, like, God is like, I know this stuff. I know this, okay? And then he says, they have lived in it and they have built in it a sanctuary for your name. And in other words, what they're saying is like, they build it so this way when, whether it's sword or judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress and you will save us. God probably got up and said, is that the mission church down there? Whoa, they really believe this stuff. See, first you remind him of how good he is. You remind them of, yes, I'm going through this right now, but I remember when you did this before, when you changed this before, when my child was going this way and all of a sudden you turned this joker around and he's going this way again, but I know that you did it before and you can do it again. You start telling him. It's like when your kid comes up and says, Daddy, you're so strong. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. Yeah, dad, you know, and then at the end is like, by the way, I need some new sneakers. Okay, cool. What size? Okay, that's what we do. God made us in his image. If we act like that, it's because there's something about him that's like that. When you tell him how great he is, he can't help but say, is that all you need? I can get you the whole warm-up suit. Oh, that's how God is. He reminds them. And then he tells God what they're going to do. But then one thing that he does is, and this is one thing that you got to, man, you need to recognize this. He says to him, our God, will you not judge them that are coming against us? See, if it was me, I would have said, God, smoke them. They're by Blue's Diner, blow it up. Just fire from here there. He don't say that. He says, judge them. We have enemies. And our thought should not be, God, you heard and you did. No, God, listen, you're a fair judge. Pastor Greg always uses that illustration when he comes up here. God is a just God. And because he's judge, he'll do what he has to do. I don't have to give him pointers. I would twist his arm first. And then, no, he knows what he has to do. He says, oh God, will you not judge them? And then he says, for we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. And this is the part right here that we don't get. He says, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do. Friday night, these kids are showing up crazier than ever. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. And I tell my leaders when we have our meetings, listen, they're crazy. I know. Why do you think their parents bring them here? But the thing is this, when it's time to worship, they got to see you worshiping. You can't be like, get out! No, they got to see you worship. Because when you worship, they're doing all that crazy stuff, but they're going to go, oh, why is they worshiping? It's like I'm not even here. You need to do that. I did it many times when my kids were going crazy. Yes, they went crazy at one time. And it was time to the communion came by. And my older one, she knew if I'm not doing good, I shouldn't take that. You know, I was like, thank you, Jesus. You know, but I knew there was something not right. But you know what? I used to say, you know, God, I still have to worship. I still got to worship. We don't take, he says, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And it says that as all the men, see, once you put everything in order and you're doing everything that God tells you and how to do it, and you're doing the best you can because you're going to miss some points. But when you start doing it the way he tells you to, it says that as all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives and children, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men that was standing there. See, you never know how it's going to happen. When you do what you have to do, then God also does something. And now there's a prophecy. And the prophecy comes through. It was Jehaziel. I hope I said it right. But he was a Levite who was a descendant of Aspen. And this is what he said. This is what he said. See, when they put everything in order, the people did fast. They did everything that was told to do. And nobody's going to tell me what to do. Listen, you got to come under some authority. You need to come under authority. You're out of control. You're out of control. Your wife is telling you, you're out of control. Lillian tells me, you're out of control. And then we got to get into control. You know? Why do you think God gave us wives? Yeah. If nothing else, right? To let us know. And this is what he says. He says, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. And listen, king. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. It says, tomorrow, march out against them. It says, you will find them. In other words, as much as they are, you're going to find them. As big as your situation is, it's not going to just sneak up on you. You're going to see it before it comes. You're going to see it before it comes. He says, you will find them coming up through the ascent of Zig at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jeruel. But it says this, but you will not even need to fight. You might want to fight, but you won't need to fight. It says, take your positions and then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. Woo, sign me up for that one. I don't even have to do anything. It says that early that morning, if I can get Pastor Chris up here. It says early that morning when they went out, The king stopped and he said, listen to me, all you people of Judah. And today I'm saying, listen to me, you men of the mission church. Listen to me, you men of the mission church. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm and believe his prophets, and you will succeed. And then it says that after consulting with the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. What? You mean the weapons are going to be back there? We're going to be up here with the guitar? Yes. Yes. Walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. You know what that king said right there? He said, we're going to win. Because if he thought that they were not going to win, they'll be real quiet as they're sneaking in. And they're coming out singing because the Lord told them what was going to happen. So at this time, I want all the men to stand up. And I want all the men to come up to the front. Yeah. Ladies, push them out. Push them out. Push them out. Push them out. Well, I don't know, Pastor Ralph. You know, that was a story with singing in it. But you come in nice and close. Nice and close. Look how many men we have in this place. Look. Look. Woo. Come on, move in closer. Come in closer. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. There's power in your voice. I wanted to make eye contact with you. As a drill sergeant, there's power in the voice. And I remember the first time that I actually saw and heard that. Not in the church, but outside. Because in the church we say, well, listen, I remember being in training and seeing a company of 200 men coming down the side, all singing to the beat of one drum. One man was bringing out 250 voices. And the closer they came to us, the more terror it sounded like they were bringing. I didn't know if they had weapons with them. All I know is that I heard them going into battle with a song. And that's what you need to do. You need to go into battle with a song. Not for you, for your wife, for your children. You need to open up your mouth. And I know some of you are saying, well, if I tell him, he's not going to listen anyway. Listen, your job is to keep saying it. Your job is to keep talking it. Because I remember when I gave my heart to Christ, I needed a job. Not that I was going to be a pastor here. I'm saying I needed a job as, I needed to get busy. I need to get busy. Whatever you have to do, they said, okay, work with the youth. This was back in the old church. And I went there. When I went there, I went downstairs, which was the place where the youth were meeting. And I heard young people praising. And I heard this song. And I want you to listen to the words. All young people.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Now hold up a second, Pastor Chris. Now, when I went down there, I was like, what is this? There was just a guitar, and these young people were singing. I was like, it was the most powerful thing that I ever heard. And right then and there, I knew that there's power in praise because it spoke to my heart. It spoke to my heart. And the question, like I said before, it's not, do I have a voice? It's, do you have a song? Do you have a song? Let me get a little bit more of that, Pastor Chris. Create, now this time, now I need you to sing.
Clean. Oh, oh now. And renew a right spirit within me.
Come on, just a man, just a man, nice and loud. Come on.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Hold up a second. Now, for him to create a clean heart, you got to give him your heart. And that's something that some of us are still like, you know, I'm okay bringing the wife and the kids and all that good stuff, but you know what? I'm not sure I want to do this. Listen, you need to do this. So today, just bow your heads. Every man in here, just bow your heads. Bow your heads. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Every man should be up here already. It doesn't matter what part of the church you're in the back or the front, because you're already in the building. You're already in the building. So it doesn't matter that you're at the front. Listen, nobody is looking. All of us are going through the same stuff. And we need you. You need us, because this journey that we're doing, we need to battle together. We need it. And we need to speak up. We need to raise up our voices. So today, right now, before we go into the next gear, my question is, have you given your heart to Christ? I mean, you can't expect your children and your everybody else to do it, and you're like, you know, I just bring them. I'm just a driver. That doesn't count. Something's off. So today, that's something that you need to, when you leave out of here, or even today, you need to make that step. That step is crucial. That step is crucial. Amen? Amen. All right, so look over here, because I want the ladies to hear you guys now. I'm going to start something off with you. And then Pastor Chris is going to go into bring you guys a little deeper. Are you guys ready? Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say something and then you're going to repeat after me. Okay, here we go. Just the other day I heard the lead pastor say, hey.
Just the other day I heard the lead pastor say, hey.
Now that was weak. Here we go. Just the other day I heard the lead pastor say, hey. You wanna be right, you gotta do it God's way. God's way or the highway.
God's way or the highway.
God's way is the right way, my way's the wrong way. Just the other day I heard the lead pastor say, hey.
Just the other day I heard the lead pastor say, hey.
You wanna be right, you gotta do it God's way. God's way or the highway. Come on. God's way or the highway. God's way is the right way, my way's the wrong way. I think they're ready.
Hey.
Come on now, let's do it. Come on now. Here we go. Come on.
Come on, let's put our hands together, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, join us, ladies. Stand to your feet.
Come on,
here we go.
Cause I know breakthrough is coming. By faith, and I see a miracle, and my God made me a promise,
and he won't stop now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he said, I know breakthrough is coming, and by faith, yeah, I see a miracle, and my God
everybody, listen up. 30 verses in that Chronicles 20. From 1 to 3, there's a cry for God for help. From 14 to 19, there's God's plan to follow God's plan. And then at the end, trust God to deliver. So it is. Break it down. You need to do it for yourself. You need to open up your mouth. You need to know that there is power in your praise. Power in your praise. You need to open up your mouth. I tell you, that sound, it was like a roar. Okay? So right now, Pastor Chris, can we do it without the instruments? Come on. Come on, louder. Come on, I can't hear you. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
My God gave me a promise and he won't stop now.
Come on, sound louder.
I know breakthrough is coming. And by faith, I see a miracle.
Yes.
And my God made me a promise and he won't stop now. I know breakthrough is coming. And by faith, I see a miracle. My God made me a promise and he won't stop now.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we left the best for last. Lord God, I believe that we will leave out of here with our voices. I believe that we will open up this gift. The gift that will tell us, Lord God, that you hear us. That there's nothing we can do. Every tear, you know how many fell. You know all things about us. So Lord God, today, Lord God, know that we left the best gift for last. Lord God, give us back our voice. But Lord God, the most precious gift that you could ever give us is eternal life. And I thank you for that. I praise you for that. I love you, Lord God, how you went deep to get most of us, Lord God, and just rescued us in the nick of time. So today, Lord God, as we leave your house, but not your presence. Lord God, you always say welcome, and we thank you, and we praise you, and everybody said,
yeah.
Come on, worship, do it. Worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you that we can start a new year refreshed. Our bodies might be tired, exhausted, but our spirit is alive. And Lord God, help us. Lord God, feed our souls as we leave your house. Lord God, that this will be an army of men like never before. That these men will step up. And Lord God, and find their purpose in you. Lord God, you know what you've called each one of them for. Lord God, that they'll stop the hesitation. That they'll say, Lord God, I don't have much. That they'll have that moment that says, we've been fishing all night. But if you say so. And today, Lord God, our prayer is that they'll have that you say so moment. Whatever it is. And let them see their lives transform like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for coming out today. Yes. Come on, worship team.